head cover for my driver.
We don't do Texas.
My driver's got enough problems without some sort of
Texas
personality complex. And
now, if you had a Texas putter, you could be like Ben Crenshaw and you start making putts everywhere.
I actually should be more like Justin Leonard. We're about the same size.
Not just anybody could pull that outfit off, but I'm telling you.
Whoa, my man.
How are you?
Ronald, good to see you. You know, I am. They ran out of ideas, and they're letting me chair the Ronald McDonald Golf Tournament later this fall.
I could see that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Ronald and I have a great picture together.
Well, you got that yellow and red color scheme. You know, Iowa State, they needed an alum.
It
so
is.
That's you.
And it's funny you mention that because here at Hurricane, I don't know if you notice when you drive in, they have a Cyclone Road. True story. Playing off the Hurricane theme.
Speaking of Iowa State, and I know our listeners are very concerned about this.
Yeah.
Iowa State's newest recruit from my hometown of Flint, Michigan, Monty Morris, is playing in a summer league of collegians in Des Moines. His mom told my best friend up in Michigan that he had 47 points in a game the other day. This kid is going to be a freshman All-American next year for the Cyclones and the mayor.
That is
Hoiberg.
Filthy.
The kid has got game, I'm telling you.
I'm excited about that.
I thought you'd like that.
Speaking of guys with game, I have to commend the athletes that performed last night, both boys and girls, at the AAA All-Star Games last night in Conway. First of all, I want to thank the folks from Central Arkansas for having us. It was and the folks from the AAA. It was a great experience, and they had a perfect setup for us. But, man, I'm telling you, I saw something last night. I'm like, I mean, honestly, I was just sitting there. This is my commentary. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Great. Very descriptive. Thanks, Justin. That really tells us a lot on the radio. There was one play where there's an alley-oop, and the kid goes up to slam it, and he was too high. And the ball rims out after he tries to dunk it. A guy flies in behind him for a follow dunk, and he missed it. It was the most spectacular double miss I've ever seen in basketball history. These are high school kids.
Sounds like Cirque du Soleil.
And that was just a girls' game. No, honestly, though, these guys on the East were ridiculous. They scored 61 points in the first half, I told you earlier. They were on pace to set a new record. The all-star record for scoring was 111. But these kids were going crazy. They only ended up scoring 98.
Any of these kids going to Fayetteville?
That's the thing. I don't know much about their college careers, but I will say there were a couple of kids I've had a chance to watch before. I was looking forward to seeing Will Francis.
Going to Harding.
Yes, yeah. Plays for his dad at Harding Academy, and he was played very much the part that I expected. He's a really impressive athlete. But Thomas Alexander, I don't know where you're headed, son, but you are a freak, and I mean that in the nicest way possible. This kid, he was so head and shoulders athletically above everybody else on the court last night. He ended up getting most outstanding player for his team. The MVP, though, was Deshaun Watkins, who was his teammate at North Little Rock. It's hard to figure out how they won a state title.
North Little Rock has had some players the last few years and everything.
Well, I don't know where he's going to end up, but Thomas Alexander is 6 foot 6 inch of insanely impressive.
Wow.
He was amazing. And then Justin McCleary from Jacksonville, they were the 5A champions. He played last night, played really well. He's a very, very impressive athlete. He looks like the kind of kid you could throw out in just about any sport, and he'd be a good one. And then Tyson Oliver, who's from 1A Bay High School. I have called both his state championships at Bay High.
Bay? I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a small town, man, but this kid is as smooth as they come. So as Willie Gault sang in the Super Bowl Shuffle, smooth as a chocolate swirl. He is a really good, and there are two times it was fun watching him too, so I don't know where he's headed either, but really nice player. And then for the girls, some impressive performances as well. Right down the road at Bauxite, Mary Crow was the most outstanding player for her West team, but they came up a little bit short. The East wins, and Callie White from Southside was the most valuable player, and the most outstanding player was Jamie Jackson from BB. So
going back to Callie.
Exactly, and you should go to her often because this girl can shoot the rock.
Nice.
She has what they call a high basketball IQ. So, yeah, she's
You have a high radio IQ.
Yeah.
I saw you plugging stuff in like 30 seconds before we went on. It was impressive.
And we're having a little bit of a connection problem there, but we're still.
Come on, get going. It going, young man.
Smells like Teen Spirit, right? You're okay, right?
Me?
You're getting choppy.
Yeah.
Hard candy shell.
That's what it sounds like.
Don't mind freak me. Come on. I'm having enough trouble this morning. Okay, so I've got fresh off the presses. The odds to win the 2014 NBA championship. The ink is not yet dry on the championship by the Miami Heat, but we're already looking towards next year. I'm going to give you a chance to guess the top five teams by the odds, okay?
Okay.
If you don't get the first one right, then you're fired.
Obviously, Miami.
They're a 2-1 proposition to start the season.
San Antonio is probably up there.
They are fourth at 17-2.
Indiana is one.
Fifth at 16-1. You got two next,
Chicago
two left.
Chicago is one.
They are third, 15-2. And the number two proposition at 11-2?
Oklahoma City. There you go.
Pigskin, you are a wealth of knowledge.
I don't even like the NBA that much, but I do pay attention.
The one that is interesting to me is the Clippers are next in line with the Knicks at 18-1, and we don't even know who their head coach is going to be yet.
Well, the Clippers are an anomaly. Great point guard. I mean, they got an athletic freak in Griffin, but they don't – San Antonio plays smart. The Clippers don't play smart like that. They're kind of out of control. They need to have some lessons.
This is interesting. They already have a prop bet on whether Manu Ginobili will be on the San Antonio Spurs next year.
Oh, they're not going to get rid of him. I mean, they're...
Well, but he may retire. Who knows?
He's not going to quit on that. He'll want to come back and leave on a high note like Ray Lewis.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the way that dude's built, but he can smell that great food back in his native country. He may want to go back to Argentina and retire. I don't know. Maybe he wants to go be a pitch man for Rogaine. I don't know what the deal is, but he may not play any longer.
He and Gabriella Sabatini should get married and have children.
There is no question.
They would be athletic freaks.
They really would, and reckless, hopefully. Yes. Anyway, the odds are yes is minus 160, no is plus 125. So if you bet $100 that he will not be a member of the Heat or the Spurs next year, you could win $125.
Now, obviously, on the Buzz, we do not encourage wagering.
I do.
Having said that,
you're the preacher.
A couple of weeks ago, what did I tell you about Charles Schwartzel? I said he'd be a good pick for the Open. You saw with
I
know, but he was on the first page of the leaderboard, and he went off at 28-1, which means, young lady, if you had bet $100 on him and he had won, you would have won $2,800.
Again, not that he's encouraging gambling.
And if you would have bet $100 on him, he didn't win, so you'd have lost $100. That's what you really need to know about gambling. It is generally a stupid pastime. So
it's not a pastime. It's a way to make money and pay for your college. But that's a story for another day.
Sounds like something I need to start doing.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You do not need to start doing that.
I didn't say that.
She just got a promotion, so maybe she doesn't need to gamble anymore. She got herself a good gig. She is with the Boys and Girls Club of Bryant. Not to be confused with Saline County, because I know you guys don't like to share around here.
Not in Saline County.
No, you
Benton's
guys are
over there, Bryant.
This Benton Bryant thing is really disturbing. There's a lot of bad blood between these two communities.
Well,
yeah.
It's, when you count salt bowl championships,
yeah,
the last few years we're on
so
the
there's one
side.
Group that thinks they're superior to the other group. That's what you're saying.
Are you talking about Bryant?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bryant has done well.
I wouldn't think that we think that we're superior, but I think that the scores kind of speak for themselves.
Bryant has been a lot saltier than Benton has been on the football field in recent years. There's no question. Carissa is clearly a proud Bryant native, and she is a student at UALR, and you are the marketing director, coordinator. Resource development. Resource development.
Yes.
What exactly does that entail?
Marketing, community relations, a little bit of grants on the side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me about today. What's the plan?
Well, we're out here for the Boys and Girls Club, this tournament sponsored by Brooke Andrews at State Farm, mm-hmm. and we're very, very thankful for her sponsorship.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm.
Brooke Andrews is here.
Yeah.
And Mark.
I love their commercials.
I hate their commercials, actually. It's funny you say that, but I do like Brooke. She seems like a nice young lady, and I'm going to talk to her a little bit later about that because those are, I think they've run their course, but that's just my opinion. I may be in the minority.
Hey, it's in my head. It's an earworm.
That's true.
That's right.
I just heard a terrible song that I won't name the company because they're doing it on the Buzz.
Yeah,
and
that
I don't want to point any fingers, but it was. But hey, you know what? I'll never forget it.
No.
So anyway, go on.
So we serve about 500 kids a day at the Boys and Girls Club.
Wow.
All over. In the summertime, we serve all of Saline County, though. So we're open to all the school districts.
So you do have an open heart.
Yes, we have an open heart for the children. They're all great kids, and that's why we're here today to raise money for our organization so that we can support them.
What kinds of programs do you have in the summertime? Because obviously you're with 500 kids, you got a lot going on. I'm sure there are a lot of different opportunities.
Oh, we have a ton going on. We've got a reading program. We do field trips. We've got somebody coming in and teaching dance to members, who wouldn't be able to do stuff like that elsewhere. Mm-hmm. We've got sports programs.
He could do that. He knows a lot about dance.
You look like a dancer.
Don't let that body fool you.
Do I?
He's a dancing machine.
Yes, everybody who's built like a fire plug is a great dancer.
Hey, a dog just walked in here.
A dog?
Yeah, I thought that needed to be pointed out.
That's Jake, actually, but he's a human being. But that's fine. Go on.
Yeah, but
what sorts of dance? Oh, there is a dog.
I told you.
Well, most golf courses are employing dogs now.
Macarena.
It keeps all the birds away.
The shimmy.
Is that what you do?
The lambada. I do all of those.
Oh, okay.
Tango. Yeah. Churches of Christ are known for their dancing. just like their music.
Exactly. There's no doubt. You're an anomaly, without a doubt. But okay, so what athletically you guys have, do you have leagues, or is it just kind of recreational things, or what do you have in
the summertime? It's recreational. We kind of divide them up with like programming between their age groups. So, you know, they stay kind of with their same age group, and yeah. They, you know, play baseball, basketball, all those types of things.
Yeah.
Get to learn.
That's good.
Get to learn a little bit.
Did you play sports growing up?
I played 1 year of softball.
How was that? Didn't go well, I guess.
I wouldn't say I was the best player on the team. I'm kind of more of a dancer, so there was a lot of dancing done in that.
When you hit a home run, would you, like, dance?
If she hit home runs, she'd still be playing softball, I assume.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Just saying.
Actually, when I was a kid, my dad took me out and threw softballs at me to make me not afraid of them, so that might be part of the reason that I'm not playing anymore.
That's tough love. Yeah.
It's like throwing your kid in the pool when he can't swim.
I've heard of that.
Figure it out.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks,
swim
Dad.
Or not. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for tough love, but not quite like that, yeah. I guess. So who do you think gets along better, Benton and Bryant or the Montagues and the Capulets?
Well, it would have to be the Montagues and the Capulets. And I thought of a Bible verse that illustrates the relationship between Benton and Bryant.
This should be good.
Okay?
Okay.
It says in Romans, "Do not be too proud to associate with people of low position." And that's obviously how the people in Bryant feel about Benton.
Yeah, we're not too proud.
So this is a biblical relationship.
This is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Based on biblical principle.
There's a lot of killing that goes on in Romans. I don't know. Chris says, "Let Pigskin know it's equivalent to Michigan versus Ohio State."
Well, I understand that, certainly. Yeah. Yes.
Speaking in your terms. Yes. So there you go. What about, do you guys do other fundraisers through the year?
Yeah, we have, we do lots of fundraisers. We do, you know, we do a drive for your community, which Landers sponsors every year for
Love
us.
Love Landers, those are my people.
Yeah, Rodney's awesome. He's on our board.
Rodney is?
Yeah.
Rodney Moneybag Plaque?
Yes.
Oh, he's a good guy to know.
He is.
Brad says one has running water and the other doesn't. But that's just a cheap shot. I'll let you figure out which one's which because I don't want to irritate anyone.
Now, is the dog that wandered in here from Bryant or Benton? And could we get him over here to interview him?
We have a few minutes and see if he goes on the rug, and then we'll be able to figure it out.
Oh, okay. I think that was a shot.
Jake the dog?
Yeah.
He has so many good rivalries.
He wanted to be on the radio.
You got OBU and Henderson, too, right down the road. That's another great.
The Battle of the Ravine, right?
Yes, there are so many good rivalries in the state.
Your idea is a brilliant one. One of these days, when you know, there's kind of like an off week, ESPN has got to go down there and do a game day from there.
They should.
That's just too unique a setting.
It is.
Not to explore.
There is no other situation like that in the country. Most towns.
Well, we lost the guys there. So, we'll effort getting them back on shortly. Until then, Don Henley, the Boys of Summer.